Thursday, the 7th of August, 1913. Trial experts conflict on time of girl's death. Atlanta, Georgian, August 7th, 1913. Here is a sample of the testimony of Dr. Harris for the state, given Wednesday afternoon, and conflicting evidence given for the defense by Dr. Childs on Thursday. Dr. Harris said, "I want to state that the amount of secretive juice in this stomach was considerably less than would have collected in an hour. The hydrochloride acid had not been in long enough to become free. The amount of confined hydrochloric was 32 degrees. In a normal stomach, the amount would have been 55 or 60 degrees. It was just about the amount one would have supposed to have collected in half an hour or 35 to 40 minutes. I can say with absolute certainty that she was unconscious within 30 or 40 minutes after she ate the cabbage." Shortly after the defense opened, Mr. Arnold held up a sample of cabbage taken from the Fagan girl's stomach. Q. Would you hazard a guess that this cabbage had only been in a stomach 1/2 hour before death? A. I would not. Q. Why? A. For the reasons I have stated. The cause of the psychic influences I know not of that might have been brought to bear, and because of the varying effects of stomachs on such a substance. Q. Do you think a doctor could give an accurate scientific opinion by making such a statement? A. I do not.